This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States. And Nick, it's a slightly earlier than usual non-farm payroll day today.
Hey, Johnny, good to be back with you. And of course, doing NFP a little bit earlier than usual this week due to the federal holiday in the United States. They dropped the NFP number this morning here on Thursday, and I wanted to go through a little bit of the market's reaction, as well as what the numbers actually told us about the U.S. labor market. Of course, this is a number that is reported usually the first Friday of each month in sequence, reporting for the previous month's job statistics. And so let's just go through some of the key pieces here that we see here this morning. So the non-farm employment change number, which is the big one, was expected to come in at 111,000 jobs added to the U.S. economy. Instead, we got 147,000, which was definitely a big beat. That is a considerably higher number than what was expected by about 36,000 jobs. In addition to this, they also revised the previous number slightly higher from 139,000 jobs reported last month. They revised that number to actually up 144K. So slightly better for the revisions as well. On the NFP change, we actually see some really strong numbers here. But that's not where it ends. Actually, if we take a look here at the unemployment rate number, previously was at 4.2%, and it was expected to actually rise to 4.3%. That was the forecast for today. But a true surprise here, because not only did we not rise, we actually fell in the unemployment rate from 4.2% down to 4.1%. So again, we were expected to go up and we actually went down, which is a considerable beat in terms of labor market strength. Finally, because it is Thursday, we also got the unemployment claims that we get each week. And this has been a bit of a concerning spot for market investors. People watching the jobs data have been pointing to the idea that unemployment claims have been rising in the U.S. Well, again, we got good news here as well. With the expected 240,000 unemployment claims, previously we had 236,000. So we're expecting this week to get 240,000. This time we got 233,000. So another beat. And there is some Goldilocks in here, because check this out. Additionally, on top of good, strong jobs prints data, we also got average hourly earnings coming in a little bit softer than what was expected. Month over month readings were expected to, you know, wage increases were expected to be around 0.3%. Previously, they were at 0.4%. Well, the forecast, like I said, was 0.3. We got 0.2. So a little bit of Goldilocks, because of course, wage growth is a component to inflation. If everybody's getting a raise in their pay, that ultimately means people have more money to spend. They go out and spend more money, and it causes, you know, prices to potentially rise. It is an input to the inflation equation, if you will. So having a little bit of softer wage growth, still positive, but not as much as people had forecasted here in the analyst community. And then strong jobs data puts us in a position where it's like, okay, we have a really strong outperformance this month. Now, there are some blemishes in this, especially if we take a look back at what we saw on yesterday's ADP number. We haven't referenced this here yet on the podcast. So ADP actually was a huge miss, like the worst I've seen in quite some time. We were forecasting 99,000 jobs to be added. This is, of course, the private payroll sector. And we actually got a number of minus 33,000 jobs. So we lost jobs, right? Where we were expecting to add 100K almost, we lost 33 there. And then, of course, the previous revised down from 37K to 29K. So, you know, you look at this and you say, how reliable is ADP at predicting NFP? Well, the answer is not very. It's been pretty consistently volatile over the last, you know, few years that we've been monitoring on the podcast. And in my view, it's almost not a good predictor at all of what NFP. I mean, that's not even just my view. You could ask most people who have run the numbers and tried to study the correlation between the two, and it's not very strong. And so we have, you know, ADP numbers do come in soft this week, which initially put some pressure on the dollar. But let's talk a little bit about the market reaction today. Dollar index up very nicely on the day, up 0.6%, and a much needed bounce, because the dollar has been in kind of free fall here recently. Stocks are moving higher across the board, but not a huge move higher. We've really had a strong performance in the stock market here recently. So while this number was definitely welcomed in some ways, other people might have actually been hoping for a little bit of softness in the jobs print to really get the Fed to cut interest rates. Speaking of which, let's take a look at yields this morning, which are up pretty considerably. You've got the 10-year yield up by 1.5%, now trading at around 4.35 at the time of recording this video or this podcast. So we have this circumstance where, okay, jobs prints come in strong. That may push back the Fed's urgency to cut interest rates a little bit. And of course, the NFP report is arguably the biggest number in terms of economic reads that we get each month. So to have this number, I think that what this will do is it likely will push off the probabilities of July being a live meeting and probably push things back more solidly to September. That would be my initial reaction, because again, a jobs print like this is going to suggest, okay, there shouldn't be a huge amount of urgency to cut interest rates. And I think that's exactly why the dollar is up here today. If we take a look at some examples of things moving, you've got euro dollar giving back some gains, down 0.6% against the dollar. You've got the pound down 0.3%. The dollar yen is jumping here, up 1% today. Dollar Swiss franc is also up. Dollar CAD is modestly higher. And then some of the Pacific countries here, we've got Australia and New Zealand both losing ground with their currencies against the US dollar. So overall, a very strong jobs print for the US. I don't necessarily think that this, it could potentially be the bottoming point for the dollar. We've seen the dollar get really hit hard for a lot of 2025. But I do think that you're probably going to need a string of more hawkish Fed members, as well as PMI numbers, which come out later today. You're going to need kind of a string of stronger than expected economic data to really get things going for the US dollar.
So that's the markets today, Nick. What about the week to come?
It is actually kind of a light week. We've had a really chaotic couple weeks here, but we do hear from the RBNZ. They're putting out their official cash rate and rate statement. So we'll get some interest rate data there. And then, we have the July 9th FOMC meeting minutes, which could be market moving to see what Fed officials are saying there. Our weekly unemployment claims. And on Friday, we get UK GDP numbers and, of course, Canadian unemployment numbers next week as well.
Thanks very much, Nick. Have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny. Have a nice weekend.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.